or when he was on one of the talk shows, and he talked about his mother, and he talked about how the pain of missing her just reminds him how much he loved her.
I love talking to you, Nell. Hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. Nell Minow, the movie mom from moviemom.com. Also, RogerEbert.com. I love talking movies with Nell. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin right now. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Five cheers for the little guy at the Academy Awards.
It really feels wonderful that the Academy is recognizing independent film.
CBS's Matt Wolf from Hollywood.
And the Oscar goes to...
Anora.
In the hotly contested Best Picture category, the big winner, the five Oscars. That includes Anora's rising star, Mikey Madison, with the Best Actress Award, calling her win surreal.
Sir, I do not know what the commission intends.
And Best Actor going to Adrian Brody for his performance as a Hungarian architect fleeing post-World War II Europe in The Brutalist.
Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor on ABC for A Real Pain.
I have no idea how I got here. I've just been acting my whole life. It's just been a part of what I do, so I felt like this was never my trajectory.
Zoe Saldana took Supporting Actress for Emilia Perez, and there was a massive round of applause.
Please welcome members of the fire service who bravely responded to and battled the Palisades and Eaton wildfires.
Just in time for the after parties, a 3.9 earthquake rattled Burbank. Fallout continues after Friday's contentious meeting between President Trump and Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky in the Oval Office. Democratic Senator Mark Kelly's take on CBS's Face the Nation.
Donald Trump was trying to look tough. J.D. Vance was trying to look tough. The only winner in that exchange is Putin.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio tells ABC,
I just don't get it. I really don't. Other than the fact that it's Donald J. Trump. If this was a Democrat that was doing this, everyone would be saying, well, he's on his way to the Nobel Peace Prize.
Zelensky met with European leaders at an emergency summit in London over the weekend. Cyber Command's gotten orders to back off Russian targets. Correspondent Peter King.
Several U.S. officials tell CBS News the order came from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. No cyber planning or offensive digital actions against Russia. What's not known right now is how long it'll last, nor what the motivation behind the move is.
The Israel-Hamas ceasefire on shaky ground after phase one expired over the weekend. CBS's Deborah Patta is in East Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is piling on the pressure by withdrawing all aid from Gaza. Hamas says this is nothing short of blackmail.
Crews in the Carolinas are battling growing wildfires across the two states, the largest in Myrtle Beach. Karen Lawler lives nearby.
It's been surreal. I mean, they keep popping up, these little things do, and you don't know if they're going to come to your house or the next neighbor's house.
So far, there are no injuries reported. The flames are being fanned by dry, windy conditions. S&P futures are up 29. Dow futures ahead, 148. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A crash involving three cars went down at Albert Street and Summit last night in Racine and resulted in a rollover and entrapment. At least three people were hospitalized. Their conditions aren't yet known. Multiple Racine County fire departments were called to an out-of-control grass fire in Tishigan yesterday. It was near the Waukesha County line. The fire reportedly threatened a nearby barn. Crews from Raymond, Waterford, and Rochester were among those called in to assist. A fight at the Kenosha Golden Corral last night involved overturned tables and reports of a knife being used for violence. Police were called to the scene at just before 7. Social media videos show multiple people involved in the violence. Oak Creek police are searching for a missing 13-year-old girl. Lillian Asala went missing Saturday. She was last seen wearing a black winter coat and blue and white Nikes. An image of the girl is on the Oak Creek PD's social media pages. And if you weren't able to thrive this weekend, you can recap online. Some of the information shared at the expo can be reviewed in full. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks head to Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks play the Atlanta Hawks at State Farm Arena tomorrow night at 6:30. They beat the Mavericks in Dallas 132-117, but guard Kyle Kuzma limped off the court in the first period. Doc Rivers.
Yeah, he twisted his ankle. Kept going. We were happy we didn't have to bring him back in, though.
Is that something you just got to evaluate?
Yeah, I have no idea. They don't think it's a bad one, but you don't really know until the next day.
College hoops. UW-Milwaukee with an 89-67 win over Detroit Mercy to lock up the number 3 seed in the upcoming Horizon League tournament. 11th-ranked Wisconsin losing to number 8th-ranked Michigan State. 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard on losing to the Spartans.
And yeah, we got a lot to play for in terms of seeding and Big Ten play, NCAA tournament and beyond. But, you know, this, we'll learn from this. You know, maybe we'll see him down the road in Indianapolis or later in March.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are tracking a system that could bring some heavy rain, maybe even a few thunderstorms late tonight, tomorrow through tomorrow night. And then rain will mix with and change to snow at some point on Wednesday. Stay tuned for updates on that. Today, mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles at times with a high today near 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
My kids are really lucky. They have all 4 grandparents in their lives, and they see them all the time in person. But they also see them all the time on FaceTime. They're interacting with them every day. It's so unlike how I talk to my grandparents. My dad put me on the phone with my grandmother once a year, the way a kidnapper would put a hostage on the phone with the police. He would say, "Say hello to your grandmother." I'd be like, "Hello?" And then he'd grab the phone back. He's like, "Now you know the boy's alive!" "Put $5 in a birthday card and leave it under the highway overpass."
It's 8:09, local news, 10. Let's hit to WRGM with the Beatles and Day Tripper. Now, you've gone out to a seafood place before, right? All right. This guy goes out to a seafood place in New Jersey. He's eating clams, and he finds a pearl in one of the clams that could be worth between $50,000 and $100,000. Depends on the body of water the clam originated in. Last we heard, they were still appraising it. But if I was to break, you know, hit my tooth on a pearl inside a clam, I think, what is this? And throw it in the garbage. This guy said, whoa, this might be worth something. So he may come into a lot of money. You never know. Then he'll sue the restaurant for having a pearl in there. It's 8:10, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Ah, Spiral Staircase.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was. All I know is that I fell in love with you. And if all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you. Every day's a new day in love with you. With each day comes a new way of loving you. Every time I kiss your lips, my mind starts to wander. If all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you. Oh, I love you more today than yesterday. But not as much as tomorrow. I love you more today than yesterday. But darling, not as much as tomorrow. Tomorrow may be springtime, just a day away. Cupid, we don't need you now, be on your way. I thank the Lord for love like ours that grows ever stronger.
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took.
Too. What a wonderful world this would be.
received a lot of nice comments from people who went to the Herman's Hermits Association show at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan the other day. Friday night, we sent a bunch of our listeners out there, and the comments have been just wonderful. From Peter Noon's voice hasn't changed since the 1960s, and they really enjoyed the show with Herman's Hermits and the Association. And you know what? We enjoyed giving you the tickets. How do you like that? 8:15, local news, Townless Hits at WRJN. You know, there's a major debate online right now whether or not you should unplug your toaster when you put it away on a shelf. Now, the shelf thing is that people have a problem with. Some people said, leave it on the counter. But other people say, well, you need the counter space. This debate actually went on in my house, and it was a heated fight because my wife wanted it to put on the shelf after we got done using it. And I said, well, why don't we just keep it right here on the counter? It's convenient. And this went on, this argument and fight. Now, I'm not going to say I won it, but it's on the counter now. I don't know why my wife decided to change her mind. I don't know if she's going to say to me someday, I let you win that one. You're not going to win the next 30. So you won that one. Be careful with it. So the toaster's on the countertop. Big debate online. A lot of things going on in the world. Well, that's the big debate. All right. Speaking about debates, Hollywood, here we go. Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Creators of the legendary show Cheers recently addressed Shelley Long's exit from the show after 5 seasons. Creators Glenn and Les Charles appeared on the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast with hosts Ted Danson and Woody Harrelson. The brothers Charles say they weren't sure the show could go on after Long left because it was so based on the hot and cold relationship between Sam and Diane. During the same episode, the producers admitted that Woody Harrelson was not their first choice, but Ted Danson went to bat for him, and sitcom history was made. To say things are really escalating in the Blake Lively-Justin Baldoni multiple lawsuit drama would be an understatement. The actress has sued Baldoni for sexual harassment during the shooting of It Ends With Us, and Baldoni has countersued Lively for running what he and his people say is a smear campaign. Lively appears to be going for a checkmate move and has hired a former CIA PR crisis manager. Sounds like it's only a matter of time before Putin is involved. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Pivots.
Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't
Elvis, Hound Dog. Local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. Partly sunny today with a high near 43. Cloudy and 36 degrees at Radio Park right now. Do you remember about a couple of months ago, there was some scam where somebody claimed that one of the Presleys actually signed Graceland over to them, and they said they had the paperwork? Turns out it was a forged signature. Now they're being sentenced to prison. How did they ever think they were going to get away with that? People are going to say, oh, I guess that's the real signature. I guess he owns Graceland. Did they really think that was going to happen? Anyway, they're sentencing that dope to prison now, so we'll see what happens there. Maybe he'll say he owns the prison. Who knows? 822, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, is Dusty Springfield.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he come and tell me everything is alright. He kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Rascals, then just Rascals. Groovin', 827, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Partly sunny today with a high near 43. I'm liking that. Rain likely tonight, lows 39. Rain with 46 degrees tomorrow. Anytime I see 46, I'm happy. I don't care if it's raining or not. Cloudy and 36 degrees right now at Radio Park. I was thinking back to when I was 9 years old. I would never have figured out how to do this. A nine-year-old in Brazil ran away, snuck into an airline flight at a nearby airport, flew 1,700 miles to visit family without telling his parents. His mom realized he was missing and called the cops. They didn't find out what happened until 10 o'clock that night when the airline called to let her know that his son or son was okay. I'm remembering when I was 9 years old, I think my mom let me walk to the corner delicatessen, which was like three blocks away. I think that's as far as I was allowed to go. And then I had to go home. 9 years old. I'm maybe not even nine. No, I don't think I was nine. I think I was 10 years old when I had to do that. I would never have the wherewithal to go get on an airline flight and travel 1,700 miles and get off the plane. 9 years old. Think about that. 9 years old is what, third grade? Something like that, third grade? All right. Something very special coming up right after the news at 8:30. An old friend is coming, and we're going to reunite with that old friend. Now, I'm not going to tell you who it is, but I just wanted to say hello. That's all. Just from the voice, just say hello.
Hello.
That's it. That's all you're getting. You got to wait till after 8:30 to figure out what that was all about. All right, that's coming up. It's 8:29. Let's get to the news right now. Once again, here's Stuart. See what's happening locally here at home. Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Downtown Racine will see some protesting today. In the morning, State Representative Greta Neubauer and others plan on creating a scene at Brian Stiles' Racine office at the courthouse. A statement says they'll be delivering letters of opposition about Medicaid legislation to his office. Later in the day, protests are planned for Monument Square. Based on the images, you can tell someone was speeding. Three cars were involved in a crash at Albert Street and Summit Avenue in Racine last night. That's near Moreno Park. One car rolled over and someone was trapped inside, with initial reports coming in at around 5. At least three people were taken to the hospital with their conditions not yet known. Several Racine County crews were called in to help with an out-of-control grass fire yesterday. It was in Tishigan near the Waukesha County line. The flames were reportedly getting close to a barn, but firefighters from all over, including Raymond, Waterford, and Rochester, were called in to assist. They were able to get things under control. And if you weren't able to thrive this weekend, you can recap online. Some of the information shared at the expo can be reviewed in full. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We are tracking a system that could bring some heavy rain, maybe even a few thunderstorms late tonight, tomorrow through tomorrow night. And then rain will mix with and change to snow at some point on Wednesday. Stay tuned for updates on that. Today, mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles at times with a high today near 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Don Rosen.
Fascinated by the youngest of three kids. They're so much more interesting than the other kids. They're so resourceful and self-reliant because they've received so much less attention in their lives. They've figured out everything on their own. You know, when you have one two-year-old, they're crying for you to make them a smoothie. When your third is 2 years old, they make the smoothie. Just walk into the kitchen, drag in a stool, get up on top of it, start throwing bananas into a blender. And it's not even your blender, it's a blender they bought from a job they have on the side. And the parents know that they get things done, and so the parents take advantage of them and treat them like a tiny monkey butler. Tyler, we're out of beers! And he just comes in with Coronas on a tray and limes in the tops, and they're verbally advanced, so much more verbally advanced than their siblings were at that age. And at the end of the night, they say, well, if that's everything, I'm going to put myself down. I can feel myself getting a little cranky, and I certainly don't want any of you to have to see that. If you need anything else, my older sister Becky is here to help you. Good night, everyone.
Could be it, folks. A minute 46 seconds remaining in this ball game. 7-degree temperatures, winds in excess of 30 miles per hour, snow through the whole first half and a little bit more here in the fourth, and the Raiders and the Bootleggers putting on a great football game in icy, snowy field conditions, and the Raiders have a 2-point lead, 15-13 with a minute 46. Here is Moore. He's going back to pass. He's got a lot of time. He rolls out. He's going to run. He's caught, and he's got Kirk Campendall after him. Knocks the ball loose. It's on the ground. That's going to be the ball game. The Raiders have won it. The Raiders, for the first time, become a minor pro football team to win consecutive championships of the National League and an International League this time. So the Raiders beat the Ottawa Bootleggers by a score of 15-13.
Okay, now the reason we just played the legendary Gary Sewer, who called the Raiders for I don't know how many years, probably 100 years or so. He also called all the high school sports. He is the legendary sportscaster in Racine. And although Gary Sewer is no longer with us, we are bringing back another legendary team. The Racine Raiders are coming back to WRJN after a brief hiatus. They are back where they belong. On WRJN, brief history here. The Racine Raiders were founded in 1953, the oldest minor league football team still operating in Wisconsin. They're the second oldest non-collegiate team, sports team in Wisconsin. They have a total of 11 national titles, the second most of any semi-pro team in the U.S., and they've won 680 games, more wins than any other semi-pro team in the entire country. And we're happy to have them back here on WRJN. Don Wadowitz is here, and your position with the Raiders?
Lead broadcaster for our broadcast.
There you go.
So happy to be back on WRJN. It's where my career started in radio as an unpaid intern with you as my boss. And now it carried through to some high school games, doing some Raiders here. And now Raiders are back after that hiatus. 50 years the Raiders were on WRJN at one point in time, one of the longest relationships between any team and media in the country, regardless of level, Don. So it's really a historic opportunity to be back and thank the general manager, Chris Moreau, here, along with Civic Media, for refocusing on hometown here in Racine.
Let's talk to Chris. Moreau is our vice president, general manager at WRJN. And you've been here, you talk about legends, you've been here since you were 16 years old.
Yeah, I was.
On and off. But 16 years old, you started. The Raiders were here when you started.
They were. And I remember one of my jobs when I was a 16-year-old was to sit in the studio, and somebody had to be back here to run the controls while Gary did the games. And it was a thrill for me because I grew up in Racine. And as a kid, probably 7, 8, 9 years old, I would listen to the games on WRJN on that transistor radio. And everybody did it, or so many people did it as a kid. It was how you got in connection with your favorite sports team. So I hear Gary doing those games. And when I sat here that first night, still my hands shaking, like I'm controlling what Gary Sewer is saying on the radio. And I still remember Raiders games as one of the highlights of my dad and I going out on a Saturday night to Horlick Field. And the sound of the big plastic trumpet horns people were blowing, and the popcorn and the hot dogs, and just the fun of going to a real football game with your dad as a kid, and then hearing it on the radio. It was just part of the fabric of growing up in Racine. So to bring it back on WRJN, it's a cool thing for me personally. But when I got back here a year and a half ago, some of the first calls I took were from listeners who knew we had changed hands and Civic Media now owned the radio station. And they were asking, you know, hey, I know you're going to make changes, but could you do the Racine Raiders? What about football? What about Racine? We can't hear them anymore. We have to do the streaming, but it should be on the radio. And seriously, that was one of the first things I think you and I talked about when we got back and put the timeless hits on the station. What could we do to make it more Racine? And that was toward the top of our list. So when Don and I spoke and the rest of the Raiders staff spoke, it just made sense to bring it back. So here we are, a historic day for WRJN and the Racine Raiders, just part of the fabric of this city.
And it starts this summer.
Yeah,
May 3rd. Yeah, that's one of the things is I don't think people have realized over the past like decade even, we have shifted our schedule earlier just because so many other teams can't get fields once the school year starts in the fall. So our season has moved up and up. I thought when it moved up to my birthday weekend towards the end of May, I'm like, holy cow, we're really moving this up. But now we've even moved it up further where it starts May 3rd at Historic Horlick Athletic Field where we're playing the Midwest Warriors. And so that'll be our first opportunity to have our broadcast, have the Racine Raiders back on WRJN.
Now, the Raiders have switched leagues over the years. What league are they in today?
So now we're in the Players Football Association. We spent the previous 2 years in the Gridiron Developmental Football League, won the Gridiron Developmental Football League National Championship. That league had a national footprint. That's why we went to that league. It started to lose that national footprint. We wanted to maintain really good regional competition at the very least. So this, the PFA, as they call themselves, is a professional developmental league and the professional advancement league, excuse me. And they have teams from Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania. We're going to be making trips to Detroit, Michigan three times this year and once to Findlay, Ohio. So a lot of travel for the Raiders coming up here in 2025.
Now, nobody gets paid on the Raiders, right?
Nobody, not any of the board members, not any of the volunteers. Nobody with the team gets paid. The only people that get paid are some of the game day folks as far as the referees and the person that runs the clock and then security for the game. So those are the only folks that get paid. Anybody that's actually with the team, we were the first 501c three not-for-profit amateur football team in America, and it came after that game where you played the soundbite of Gary Sewer. That allowed the Raiders to apply for that status because it was international amateur competition, and that has allowed us to really survive and thrive over the past 30 years.
And by the way, thank you to Tom Carco for that soundbite. He does all our, he's our historian, and he has everything. That's what we need. Now, with the Raiders, I have a friend of mine who works for Domino's. He was a manager of Domino's. He said they actually do work with the concessions Domino's to make sure people are fed.
Oh yeah, Domino's is one of our biggest sponsors. They actually, if you come to any Raiders games or watch any of the live video, we actually have Domino's logos on our players' sleeves. But yeah, Domino's is one of the things we sell, individual pizzas or slices in the concession stand. But that's one of the great things about a Racine Raiders game, as Chris was kind of talking about. It's gone from the horns to cowbells now. Yeah. So cowbells are the thing. But just it's a full concession, including if you like beer, there's beer there as well.
Well, I can hear it from my house because I live in North Maine. I live right near High Street. And I could hear the game on Saturday night. I could hear all the noise, which is great. I could just listen to it on the radio and get the outside ambiance. And I'm all set. Right.
Well, and the cool thing is with the radio, there's about a 5 second delay, 6 second delay. You know if somebody scored because you hear the crowd first, and then you know, okay, what's it feel?
I'll lay the bet down. I'll bet you they get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So many people talk about that though that have lived around Horlick Field, right? Yeah. For high school games, for Raiders games, that they would just listen to Gary Sewer in their bedrooms if they were kids, like after their parents told them they need to go to bed, and they would hear that ambient sound like you're talking about coming from Horlick Field. Yeah. To be able to kind of add even more ambiance to it.
And how legendary is Gary Sewer? The press box is named after Gary Sewer.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky he was around to see it. I mean, he was alive when they did it. The Gary Sewer press box. Now, even the broadcasting end has come a long way because when Gary first started, you had to put a phone line into that. And that was expensive to have AT&T put a phone line in to do those broadcasts. I know a station I worked at, every time we did a high school game, it was $1,000 to get a phone line put in.
Yeah.
So you pay, well, that was New York prices. You pay a little more for that. And so now, then it became what they call a MARTI system, a relay system. And now it's real simple. You got the internet.
Yeah, real simple, yeah. We all know the internet has no problems. It's always available and active. You've got really solid 5G, no problems, no matter what farm field that you might be calling a game from, right? So it's always there and available. So there's still, you know, the problems have adjusted, have switched, have changed a little bit. But it's very much the same way of broadcasting a game. It's just, yeah, we have some better technology nowadays, but you just have different problems or problems in different areas now. Yeah.
Quick story. I was at Case High School. We were doing a high school game, and we had the relay system, the MARTI relay. And for some reason, it wouldn't work in the press box. So we had to go into the woods just south of Case High School. And I was in the woods with the van, our van, and I powered the unit that way. And I was hungry. I didn't eat dinner yet. I was here all day. So I called the pizza guy. I think it was Domino's. And I said, could you deliver it? He said, where are you? I said, well, there's no address. I'm in the woods just south of Case High School. You'll see me. I'll stand out on the street. He goes, this is really a call. I said, yes, there's a big tip in it for you. He met me on the street. I got out of the woods, and I gave him like half 50% tip for delivering the pizza because I had to sit there all night. Okay, so where is the schedule going to be posted now? Where can people see the Raiders schedule?
So you can find out a ton of information at RacineRaiders.com, including our schedule. You can go there, get all that information, stay up to date. Our social media, we always post about upcoming games. I'm sure WRJN's website will have that information as well forthcoming. So a lot of places to be able to see it. We're excited to be here, to be back on WRJN, to continue that 50-year legacy that once was.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. And just one more step for WRJN to really integrate ourselves back in the Racine community. And I think this is a huge step. People will, people will listen. People will know. It's just a great tie-in. So we're excited. We're really excited to hear that first game in May.
I just want to introduce one more person. Swing that mic around if you can to him.
Uh-oh.
Jeremy's not an on-air person normally, but Jeremy, and I'll get your name right here. It's Wozarek.
Yeah, Wozarek.
Wozarek.
Yep.
Now, Jeremy, you do the digital stuff with the Racine Raiders, right?
Yes, correct.
So a job that didn't exist 50 years ago. It's there now, though. So what do you do with the Raiders?
Yeah, so during the games, I update them on social media. You know, if there's a touchdown, you know, if anything scores. Then throughout the week, you know, it's hyping up the game and, you know, just making people come to the game, make sure they know, you know, when it is, and trying to get as many eyes on there, you know, as possible.
Jeremy downplays his role quite a bit, Don. He is the person behind all of our social media. He's just tremendous. He puts in time anywhere that's needed. I ask him if he can do something, and he does it. We do high school broadcasts as well, streams, and he is the person that has learned how to produce and direct our broadcasts. He does camera work. I mean, this guy is the epitome of a great Racine Raiders volunteer, and if other people want to get involved, we encourage them to go to RacineRaiders.com, and you can fill out a volunteer form. We also take interns from local colleges, too.
And you get a cool shirt.
Yeah, cool shirt. So
I didn't even have a WRJN shirt. I don't. Everybody's wearing Civic Media shirt. I don't have one. They never gave me one. Well, what does that tell you?
I think you need to push, or maybe, you know.
I got a hat. I was one of the Civic Media folks was here, and they said, we have a couple of hats in the trunk. You want one? Oh, give me one.
But see, a guy like you, and people that are watching the Raiders stream right now, they can see this. People like you, you have nice hair. You don't need a hat. People like me, like right now, there's a little bit of a glare coming off the lights in here on our feed. So
now, Don Wadowitz started here as an intern, and not on the air. He was our security guard when we went out to remote broadcast. We got him a security outfit with a security hat. I think you're still in high school or just out of high school.
It was in high school. Yeah. I was like 15, 16. It was very early on.
And he's a very imposing looking guy. So we had him stand right next to a radio lotto machine where you can win big money. And we wanted to make it look like, you know, it was really big stuff where you can, you know, we had money stored in this machine.
I think you had a little plastic Mount Pleasant Junior Police badge for, you know, it was a nicer badge than that.
But. Yeah, so we had that. That was kind of neat. And we gave him a hat. We said, don't smile. Just stand there with your arms folded and just look imposing when we take out that radio lotto machine.
Which, if anybody knows anything about me, to look to not have a smile at some point in time, that is very challenging for me. And now I'm going to give you a bonus Paul Harvey, the rest of the story, Don, because putting me in that uniform may have made me feel comfortable that when I went to Marquette for my undergrad, I was paying my own way. And after my sophomore year, I was in big time debt and it wasn't going to work out. But the university offers tuition remission if you work full time for the college. So I end up getting a job with the security department at Marquette. And not only that, but I met my wife through that job. So indirectly, I may owe you a ton of thanks for my entire existence as far as my adult existence with my degree and my marriage. So,
you never know how things work out.
That's the rest of the story there.
I tell you, that's Don, you've got a lot to carry on your shoulders now, man.
You didn't put that on your resume, did you? That you were security for WRJN?
No, I probably put an internship at RJ because I did some other things for you, too. I mean, a lot of it was just sitting in the studio behind me right now, just kind of monitoring, because it was when the FM station had gone to all computerized and digital. Yeah. So you guys had, that was the primary reason you'd brought me in, was to, you know, make sure nothing kind of messed up with that, or to troubleshoot that in case something went awry there.
Can't tell you, you were in the Air Force, Chris. We had a gentleman who worked here, Scott Nolivac.
Yeah.
He was a paid guy. He was one of our part-timers. And he went to the Air Force, and I got a call from the Air Force because he put me down as a reference. And they said, Scott Nolivac applied for the Air Force, and we just wanted some background. I said, well, he worked at the radio station. I told him everything he did. And I said, you're not going to let him fly any planes, are you? And he said, no, he'll be working in the computer area. I said, good. I said, he's a nice guy. I just wouldn't want him to see him flying a plane in the Air Force. I got another call from the military, 4 or 5 years later, he was up for a promotion. Now, Scott had come home, and I met him at Culver's for lunch, and he was showing me pictures of where he worked and everything. And the lady who was on the phone, they're doing a, you know, check on him to give him the promotion. And they said, have you run into Scott since he's been in the Air Force? I said, yes. Did he tell you anything about his job? And I don't know what to say. And flop sweat starts, like the guy from the movie Airplane, starts dripping down my forehead. Did he show you any pictures of anything?
Oh, no.
And he did. And I said, well, pictures? I'm not sure. It was a long time ago. I don't think so. I'm not sure. No, I don't think so. So he never showed you any pictures. I think this woman knows the answers to the questions she's asking. Bottom line is, he got the promotion. And I said to him, don't you ever put me in that position again.
For a reference, yes.
You could do it, but fill me in that I'm going to get a call and what we can talk about. He got the promotion. He just retired after 8 years from the Air Force, so that was good.
Yep. Yeah, I think he was our producer for a lot of pre-scene Raiders games in the 2010s. So.
Well, I want to thank you guys a lot. Don Wadowitz, Jeremy, thank you for coming in this morning. We're looking forward to it. Historic. The Racine Raiders are back on WRJN.
Woo-hoo.
First game. Yeah, you got woo on your hat.
Woo.
First game is what date again?
May 3rd. We will be playing the Midwest Warriors. That's a home game.
Right here on WRJN. Is Saturday night? Is that Saturday?
Saturday night, always.
Saturday night with the Raiders. Right here at WRJN. I love it. Good seeing you again.
Good seeing you, Don. Thank you.
It's been many, many years. I see you in the parade every year when you could pass by my house.
Yes, yes. Then I try to say hi or wave or come up and shake your hand or something like that. But, yeah, thank you to you. Thank you to Chris. Thank you to Civic Media for the refocus on local, on hometown here in Racine.
Now, we were talking about the Academy Awards before you came in. This guy shocked everybody by being an award presenter at the Academy Awards. It was Mick Jagger showed up looking great in a tuxedo. Great presentation. Wow. Whoever thought he was going to come up at the Oscars, huh? Here he is, WRGN, Get Off My Cloud.
I live on the palm and on the 99th floor of my block. And I sit at home looking out the window, imagining the world has stopped. And in flies the guys all dressed up just like the Union. Hey, you, get off of my cloud.
yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. And I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby. One more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you right now.
Sweet baby James Taylor. Fire and rain. Local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. Hey, I want to thank Don Wadowitz and Jeremy for coming in from the Racine Raiders. It's so great to have the Raiders back on WRJN once again. 50 years they've been here. And it was so nice of Tom Karko to dig up the Gary Sewer broadcast from the Racine Raiders, because he's a legend, Gary Sewer. He is. He's been here for many, many years doing high school sports, Racine Raiders. Just love it. That was really good. I'm Don Rosen. We're back again tomorrow morning. And by the way, thank you to Nell Minow, the movie mom from MovieMom.com, and also RogerEbert.com for coming and talking about the Oscars. I mean, she's on a million radio stations. She's very busy, and she always finds time to come on WRJN, which I love. And I want to thank her. Talking about her dad, too, FCC Commissioner Newton Minow. I'd like to talk about him as well. And I want to thank them. Great guests. Thank you, everybody, for coming in today. I do appreciate you making the show so much better. Thanks for Chris. I know he's a busy guy, Chris Morrow, taking some time to chat. It's just about 9 o'clock. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. We've got Dan Marcus in the Wax Museum coming up next. 2 o'clock, it's Kurt Bowman. 6 o'clock, Chris is in. So we got a lot going on. Enjoy your day. Keep it right here. Local news and timeless hits. Tell us who it is.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall.
help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. The hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. More rallies and demonstrations are planned today in support of federal workers as the Trump administration vows even deeper cuts to slash the size of government. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is in Washington.
Many federal employees face another deadline today. Ask for a second time to email five things they accomplished last week by midnight, while others are now deciding whether to take a buyout offer ahead of more job cuts.
Elon Musk defended those cuts on Joe Rogan's podcast.
America's going bankrupt, so that just can't happen.
Firefighters worked into this morning to contain wildfires that have broken out across the Carolinas. CBS's Dave Malkoff is outside Myrtle Beach, where one of the largest is burning.
The morning sun is blotted out by the thick smoke in this neighborhood.